Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
All right, we're back. We're here, special edition of Who's Talking this morning. We thank Moore's Volvo here at 7211 West Broad for their hospitality. We got a few fans in the house. We got plenty of food. So come on out. If you haven't been listening in the first hour, you missed Mark Newlin and Kevin Coffey, as well as Kirby Fields, the general manager here at Moore's Volvo. But fortunately, if you're tuning in now, you got another special guest here, Mike Mullins, former Virginia offensive lineman. And Frank, maybe he can explain to us why the offensive line was supposed to be a strength and it hasn't worked out that way.
You know, it's interesting. Mike was an excellent offensive lineman. He played from 2000 to 2002, played on some very good teams. And I think our listeners really want to understand what has happened this year. We've got, if you're a real sports fan, you know that Virginia has two of the best tackles in college football. Morgan Moses certainly has trimmed down and got himself into fighting shape this year, dropped about 30 pounds. On the other tackle, left tackle, we have none other than Ode Abushi, who's been outstanding for several years. And then somehow the two guards in the center, it's been musical chairs and lots of problems. Talk to us, Mike.
Well, I think that's probably the biggest problem is that musical chairs. I mean, it's just like anything else as far as quarterbacks and receivers. It's all about continuity and understanding each other and actually the communication between all, you know, every one of the linemen. Because some of the teams that I played on, you know, it wasn't always the best, but, you know, we had overall communication. You know, you knew what that guy beside you was going to be doing because you saw him game in and game out. You had that game experience with one another.
Who were some of the linemen that played with you at Virginia?
That would be Elton Brown, I think, was the last one. So
Elton's been on our show, and he was a terrific pulling guard.
Absolutely.
Built kind of like, in some ways, like Morgan Moses.
Yeah.
Although when Elton was on our show, and he visited us in one of our live remotes, you just got the impression he was like Ray Roberts. They're huge men.
Yeah.
So who were some of the other linemen that played with you?
Well, you had, of course, DeBrickshaw
right.
was the other tackle.
Yep.
Of course, Jamise Jones, Evan Routson, remember Noel LaMontagne.
Yes.
Those guys. I mean, you know, you think of all those different guys and the things that they've actually brought to the table, just how big they are as well. I mean, that was a big thing. But just overall communication, I think, was the last line that we played on. It was myself, Elton, Kevin Bailey, Zach Yarborough, Brian Barthelmess. All those guys.
And, and it's no wonder there was a terrific running game at that time, whereas this year's Virginia's team has had a hard time getting the running game going, which has made the job much harder for the quarterbacks.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, again, it's one of those things, you know, we have you know, the quarterback exchanging back and forth. We have some of that going on. That's always interesting on an offensive line, trying to understand what they're going to do if they've got a scrambling quarterback versus a pocket passer. So you got, you know, where's this guy going to be? So the younger guys trying to figure that out, too, is probably some of the issue.
Yeah, just help me out. The difference between run blocking and pass blocking, because it seems like there's some guys that are good at one, not the other, or whatever. Explain that a little bit, the difference.
That is that's one of those things, you know, especially coming from do not pass. They're all running. That's the way I came from high school is, you know, we were a complete running team. We threw two or three passes, but you get into college and you've got these guys flying off the ball at you and the different moves that they're throwing at you all the time. So, you know, being able to fire off the ball and being able to make contact with that person, that's a whole different ball game when you get into the college level.
You know, it's interesting to me. They moved Luke Bowanko from guard to center. And I've questioned that all season, and you know I didn't play offensive line. I was a flanker, running back. So, what am I to say, and who am I to say that? But it seemed to me that this experiment has not been a success, and maybe they weakened the guard position to try to salvage center, and it's been a struggle for him.
Sure, and I think you saw that. I mean, Kevin Bailey did the same thing. He moved from guard. and kind of giving everybody else information. So if you've got that strong, you know, center person, you know, it kind of goes out. So these guys that are playing beside them have to, you know, they have to step up their game and get a little bit more game experience, and then they'll be able to come along.
So the center does some of that, because occasionally I'll see the quarterback pointing this way or that way. What is the quarterback trying to communicate? Is he communicating to the offensive line?
Yeah, he's helping out as well. I mean, you know, they're moving around. If he sees something that, you know, maybe the center's not calling out, you know, the center is trying to make that call for, you know, for the tackles and the guards to make sure we're all keying on the right person, because, you know, that sets up our blocking scheme some points where, you know, you had the mic at one point and we're going after the different linebacker. So, you know, we make sure who has who, and we're not going after the same person.
You know, while the running game seemed to get going against Duke down in Durham, second half, Duke made some adjustments. Virginia didn't, and couldn't deal with the run blitzes that Duke was instituting. And really since then, it's been sort of an up and down situation with the run game. And, you know, looking at the lineman, you know, Connor Davis from Deep Run has had moments this year where he's looked really good, and other times it almost looks like an Ole block if there's a blitz or something. And then Cody Wallace, who played a year at Fork Union, has played some. Matt Mihalik has played some backup center. Sean Cascarano at right guard seems to be the player that has struggled maybe as much as anybody. And in recent games, I've seen Jay Whitmire has spelled Morgan when Morgan's had some medical issues that have not been presented to us. So we really don't know what those health issues are. But it seems like we have really good tight ends. Friedman and those guys, Mathis, they can block. Why can't this be fixed by now? I mean, we're pretty far along in the season.
Well, I think, I mean, you're still having people coming in. I don't think it's fixed as of yet. You still have people rotating in. You know, we have the Morgan Moses what's his name here? Is it Connor? Connor, yep. Davis. I guess they're splitting time there. So, I mean, you still have that kind of flip-flopping going on. So that's going to be, you know, I guess Jay Whitmire it is, actually. But you still have that flip-flopping going on. So there's still some of that incontinuity and probably not a lot of the whole conversation. I mean, people are getting in there and, you know, getting, you know, flustered and they're trying to do things. But, you know, that overall communication is not there.
Now, do you get as a football –
Well, I think, I mean, there's so much stuff going on down there that that Coach London has brought. You know, I was there when he came. He was there with Coach Groh. You know, saw his intensity and what he wanted. So, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff going on there, and bringing in these recruits. It's gonna take a little while. I mean, getting these guys game experience. You know, people talk about game experience all the time, but if you don't put them in the game and they don't learn, the game experience is not there. So that's all. I mean, that's all it's gonna take. And I think just the overall time. You know, it is a little bit disappointing after seeing what we did last year, but you know we're going to make it. So,
just a tough patch. Too many young players on the field at one time, right?
Sure. And I think, you know, that's one of the things. You know, I was the lone senior on the line, but you know these guys came in and, you know, we had that communication and being able to go in and understand what each of us were, you know, our roles were. And I think that's what these guys, you know, they have to take the seniors on the team have to step up and lead this team.
Mike, we want to give you an opportunity to tell us a little bit about what you're doing today. We're grateful that you were able to persuade your wife, Valerie, to join us today, because actually, look out. She's looking at that brand-new Volvo over there. It could be trouble.
I know. She was already talking about it already, so we might have to stick around here for a little while and talk to him about a Volvo.
Might be a color decision more than any other decision, right?
I think the navy blue looks good on her. So
there you go. She would like that. We know where she went to school.
I just don't know about the orange interior, and you know, but
well, the V Sabre logo's stitched into the fine leather there. That might be kind of interesting.
I think she might go for that. If that's the case.
looks good.
All right, we're here with Mike Mullins here at Moore's Volvo, 7211 West Broad Street. Mike, tell us a little bit about what you do today.
Currently, I'm with Cintas. We do. It's known as uniform people, but they've branched off into a couple different things. Now they've branched off into first aid and safety and document management, which document management is paper shredding. I'm actually the general manager for that group here in Richmond. We're based down in Chester, and then also cover the group down in Portsmouth. And so basically my territory runs from Goochland all the way out to the Eastern Shore. So we do paper shredding for all the hospitals and dealerships and documents. doctor's offices, you name it, we've been there probably.
Well, that's wonderful. And do you all have any kids yet?
Absolutely. We've got two little ones. They're a torn family here, but got Bryce is 4 and Madison 6, so take them down there to the games.
They're in the house as well?
Yes, they're out there. They're running around somewhere.
I think they're wreaking havoc. And, by the way, Dickie's Barbecue Pit food was just delivered, so we've got some wonderful barbecue sliders here, and we're expecting Little Caesars to deliver pizzas here very shortly. So come on by 7211 West Broad Street. We've also got a slew of wonderful drawer prizes. We're going to have some drawings at the end of the show today, so make sure you get out here.
Yeah, I mean, back to football from the perspective, you know, they got the week off this week, 4 games remaining. I guess to be bowl eligible, they'd have to win them all. You'd have to really be an optimist to think that's going to happen. So what do you, from a football team and a coaching, do you start thinking about trying to lay the foundation for next year at this stage?
I think there is some of that going on. But, again, I think most of all this week is they're sitting down and they're regrouping and getting everybody those extra treatments and things of that nature as far as little elements that they might have been going on. But I think they definitely have that in the back of their mind as far as getting people out there and ready to play, you know, getting that game experience, especially for next year.
Did you have any injuries that you had to deal with during your
– seemed it all bottled up at the end of the year. My senior year, I had a couple of discs in my back that I had to have removed and a thumb injury there. I mean, I played the last 2 games. I played against Maryland. We beat them 47-17 with 3 bulged discs. And then the last game against Tech, I blew a ligament on my thumb, so it was an interesting couple of games.
Now, does your back still give you any trouble?
Every once in a while. It's not too bad to try to stay away from the heavy lifting anymore, all the power cleans and all that kind of stuff.
Do you do some swimming? What sort of activities do you do? Because you're obviously still in great shape.
Oh, yeah, I wish I was in a little bit better shape, but definitely try to run some, you know, and definitely all the walking. I get out there with the guys sometimes on the trucks and things of that nature, so I do a lot of walking on that end, so.
Well, let's look at the schedule here. Virginia's got this bye weekend, and I want to get your thoughts on what it's like to have that week off in the middle of the season. And then Virginia travels down to Raleigh, North Carolina to play NC State in that Carter-Finley Stadium, I believe.
I believe it is that right, unless they've changed the name.
It's 12:30 p.m. Kickoff a week from today. Talk to us a little bit about the bye week and then getting ready for a road game down in Raleigh.
I think, after the 2-6 start, I think there's a lot of areas that they want to work on. But, they're trying to focus in on, you know, and getting everybody in the right positions and making sure they've got the right people in the right spots. Because, I mean, they've got a tough road ahead of them here with NC State, Miami, North Carolina, Virginia Tech. So, I mean, and again, you know, they're trying to get these people healthy that may have not been on the field here recently. So that's a big thing. I mean, you're in the training room. Quite a bit.
Yeah, I would assume with the bye week, they actually maybe have a few days off of practice, and they just try to deal with the injuries and issues of that nature.
Yeah, it's usually. I mean, you probably have a couple of light days. They still want to keep you moving in those game situations and put your pads on and things like that. But they do give you a little bit of relaxed time and try to get you healthy and give you some time to get a little bit rejuvenated here.
All right. Talk to us a little bit about traveling down. Do you have any good memories of going down to Raleigh to play the Wolfpack?
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting. You get on that plane, you know, it's a 45-minute flight. You get down there. It's a pretty quick trip. But, going down there, I guess the biggest thing I remember is the blocked field goal. And I dislocated a finger on it, but I remember blocking it and then going down. We're just knocking everybody down and running with it. So that was probably the best memory that I had down there. So.
You know, while we're on that subject, we've not had you on the program before. Love to get your thoughts on maybe what was your favorite moment as a Cavalier athlete?
As a Cavalier athlete, I think as far as games would be, I think it was the 0-1 Georgia Tech game. It was kind of back and forth. They were scoring, we score, and then the hook and ladder, Billy McMullen. You know, it was one of the biggest and best seeing that unfold. We'd practice it. You know, Bill Musgrave was the offensive coordinator at the time, which had a lot of different, you know, schemes and things going on, but he threw that out there and we were just like, oh man, what's going on? If this actually works, it's going to be fantastic. And it did. And it was just pandemonium broke out. You know, you saw that So I think that was probably the best game that I remember.
You know, I was actually seated maybe the third row right behind the Virginia bench at midfield for that game. And I remember thinking when they threw the ball to Billy, there weren't very many seconds left in the game. I said, great catch, but that looks like the end of the game. And I said, oh, my God, he's pitching the ball. And I started screaming, hook and ladder, hook and ladder. And there comes little Alvin Pearman boogieing around the end.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept saying, just like on ESPN, they're not going to catch him. They're not going to catch him.
I think it was, I mean, you saw it. We got to watch the film afterwards. And then, you know, you saw that first play. They threw that pass to Billy, and he caught it. And, I mean, there was four or five guys on him, like, right away. And they were just like, there it is. That's the point. And they saw that. And they saw it from up in the booth. And they threw it back to him and then pitched it out there. And it was perfect.
You know, Billy dove back towards the line of scrimmage and was almost parallel to the ground. And as he pitched the ball, I was thinking, where is he throwing the ball? And there comes Alvin. And, you know, it's no coincidence that Alvin became a professional football player in the NFL because – anybody that can have that kind of timing and then that kind of burst of speed once he caught that pitch, that was an electric moment for sure.
Absolutely. And just watching him just run directly out of the end zone was a big time, too. We were just like, so we couldn't believe it actually happened.
Well, yeah, working on that kind of play in practice and actually executing it in a game is a little different. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, there was pandemonium there, and I remember thinking, you know, maybe things are going to be very exciting here in the coming years for the Virginia Cavaliers. Mike, talk to us a little bit about maybe how do you follow the team these days, and are there former players that you stay in touch with?
Well, I think, I mean, we have a couple. I mean, Butch Jefferson was one of my roommates that was down there when I was there, so we keep up and, you know, talk back and forth to him. But every once in a while, you know, when I head down there, we always catch up with folks doing the Aberdeen Barn alumni dinner and things like that. So, I mean, yeah, and running into people on the streets and accounts that we service and that we deal with, it's always interesting to find who has ties to UVA. So,
how come we don't get invited to that Aberdeen Barn alumni dinner? I think that sounds like something Habba would enjoy.
Hey, believe me, if they've got steak and potatoes, Habba is there. Like Zacharias Ganey is begging Habba to eat a little less steak and potatoes.
Well, the potatoes are worse than the steak, you know. But.
Habba's from a place just north of Pittsburgh where that's
south,
they eat.
But that's close. South of Pittsburgh.
Near Pittsburgh. I know we were in the same ballpark. All right.
Now, did you play with Heath Miller at all? Do you have any overlap with him?
Yeah, we did. He was brought in as the quarterback, and then we had Patrick Estes as well. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, those guys were good. I mean, it's when
well, Frank,
tied in you, yeah.
He's reminding me of my Steeler loyalty, so that caused me to think of Big Money there.
Well, Big Money could play, and it's interesting. In one of the recent games, they retired his jersey at Scott Stadium, and Heath is so humble. You know, if you put a microphone in front of him, you might get lucky just to say thank you from him.
Yeah, they retired my jersey too, but it was because I sweat a lot and it just got worn out.
How about there were other reasons, mostly legal and sanitation issues there. We've got a little bit less than a minute here before we go to break. Mike, anything you'd like to share with us about your family or your job or anything?
I'd just like to say thank you guys for having me on. And, again, thanks to all the donors out there that made my student-athlete career possible.
So. Absolutely. VAF is a sponsor, one of our good sponsors, and that's a very valid point. So I think they raise a lot of money, and we should know this, but they support an awful lot of scholar-athletes now through the VAF.
Well, Virginia has 25 scholarship sports, NCAA sports, And over 300 some athletes every year are getting some level of scholarship support thanks to the Virginia Athletics Foundation. And Dirk Castro and his staff do a great job every year. And we're going to head to break here. We're going to thank Mike for joining us today. And it was a real treat. We'd like to bring you back soon to talk about UVA football.
Sure.
And you'll make Moore's Volvo happy if you and your wife drive out of here with a new Volvo.
She's looking at that car. Look out. All right. We'll be back on the other side in just a few minutes.